Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The fifth week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020. The legislature announces rule change regarding calendar deadlines. House Concurrent Resolution Number 12. Due to the passage of House Concurrent Resolution Number 12, the timetable for processing legislation has been shortened by 7 days from the original schedule. Since this change has occurred, MAS is now required to reorganize the regional capital visit dates. MAS will send out an update of the new regional capital visit dates. In addition, MAS has also posted the new dates on its website. Please visit the MAS website to view the new dates. More bills are introduced in the House chamber this week that impact county government. House Bill 407. This measure revises the reverse auction method for receiving bids to differentiate between agencies and governing authorities. In addition, this measure provides that if a governing authority determines that a reverse auction is not in the best interest of the authority, then that determination must be approved by the governing board of the governing authority. Note, no action has been taken on this measure. House Bill 415. This measure gives counties the discretionary authority to pay county employees on a bi-weekly basis. Note, no action has been taken on this measure. House Bill 493. This measure provides that in lieu of printed law books being maintained in the courtrooms of courthouses, counties may maintain such books in an electronic format. Note, no action has been taken on this measure. And the final one, House Bill 494, deals with county purchasing. This is a MAS proposal item. This measure increases from $1,500 to $2,000 regarding the maximum amount that an item or service purchased by a county shall not require a requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receiving report. Note, no action is taken on this item. This concludes this week's MAS legislative update. Please stay tuned for next week's update. The House and Senate will reconvene Monday at 4 p.m. Thank you.